Welcome to Postcast. It's happened again. The Jazz have lost their sixth game of the year at home. They have been blown out again, and they had an inability to stop an opponent again. How much of the again stuff should have us concerned? That's what we're talking about coming up on Postcast. Tonight's edition of Postcast is brought to you by The Store, 6200 South, 20th East. All the great homemade products in the on the guacamole and salsa bar, and then the back left-hand corner, you can get your daily sandwiches and wraps made by the new chef that's got there. Amy's all over those things, and then, of course, the mudslide cookies. And we all need a mudslide cookie right now to solve our problems when I go back and get one. So I guess the issue that we're going to start with tonight, Ron, is agains.
Yeah.
It's happened again. How concerning that it's happened again.
What I'm concerned with, David, is that now four of the last five ball games, the first quarter, the Jazz have really, really struggled. You remember early in the year we had that problem. Then, you know, we started shooting the basketball well, started getting off to a good start, and we played better. Not that our record indicates that we were at solved the problem, but right now it's back. The first quarter, four of the last five ball games have been outscored.
All right, so Jay Crowder is probably in the deepest slump of the slumpiest, right? Like, we've got the slumpeteers.
Is that like the
– Yes, that's the
suckiest suck that's ever sucked. Yeah,
okay. I mean, that's really what I was going after tonight. But, like, okay, so we have the band of slumpeteers, which is unfortunately like a large collection of our roster right now is playing and shooting below their natural norm of what they would be. And the lead conductor of the slumpeteers right now, unfortunately, is Jay Crowder, who I don't have it in front of me, but coming into – I do have it in front of me, unfortunately, because I keep these things. But coming into tonight's game, in the last 10 games, was shooting 36% and 22% from three. And quite honestly, that's only because the 10th game was good. Tomorrow it will be far worse. His 10 games ago, he had a really good night, and that's keeping those numbers respectable. Tomorrow will drop to about – what was he tonight? Actually, he might have hit some in a row. He was 2 of 9 and 2 of 5, so it might – but he's going to be about 32% and 20% from three. And you mentioned the slow start. So the good start in there is when he started. Mm-hmm. And is that, like, even though he is the lead slumper of the slumpeteers, I'm trying to just have a little bit of fun, guys. I am not a big believer in the jump off the cliff and panic and scream and yell thing. So let's have some fun with me on this. But in all seriousness, so is the answer that he starts?
That's such a tough call. So what you're saying is that he's not very good coming off the bench.
Maybe.
I think we need a little more data off of that. You know,
that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, that if you start him, does he get off to a better start than he does coming off the bench? And maybe it has something to do with what he's playing with there as well. You know, maybe he's better with Ricky more so than with Dante or Raul, since he's playing a little bit more and. It's the type of shots that you're getting. The shots that he's getting, I think they're good. They're open looks. He's just not making them. You know, it's – I don't know. But he needs to come out of it that if he's going to help the Jazz.
All right. Do you view the collection of slumps, the collection of poor performances as a single entity, or do you say, like tonight, clearly Indiana has our number? They beat us by 27 last time. They beat us by a whole big bunch again tonight. Oh, my gosh, much more than 27.
Yeah.
Way more than I can add up. And do you decide that that means that Indiana just has our number?
I think Indiana definitely has our number. I think Thurl Bailey touched on that as well. And the reason for that is their perimeter defense. I'm very impressed with their perimeter defense. And the reason they can be so good at it is they guys with good hands. Collison's very good. Was he on all defensive team at one time?
No, I don't think so, but he should consider it.
But they have good hands, and they can switch 1 through 5. You know, that has given the Jazz. What they do is they blow up the Jazz dribble handoffs. And the Jazz not shooting the threes very well, and they just – I don't know. It's.
I mean, the
you know,
it's interesting. The first play of the game in Indiana, Derek Favors gets to the top. Thaddeus Young's up in him. Favors, instead of swinging through and asserting himself in any way, shape, or form, ends up throwing a terrible pass to Ingles. It's a fast break the other way. The opening play tonight, Ricky Rubio pulls up his dribble. Collison gets in him. Instead of asserting himself in any way, shape, or form, he's on his back. He's leaning back. I don't even remember how the possession ended. I don't think we got a shot off. Rubio ends up turning it over three times in the first 5 minutes. I mean, they just blitzed the Jazz with their aggressiveness in the opening moments of both matchups.
Yeah, and that's the perimeter defense. I mean, just by being aggressive, Ricky Rubio picking up his dribble and then getting trapped and trying to – it's defensively, the Pacers have given the Jazz so many problems that it falls over into their offense to the point where they're not getting the shots or they're not making the shots that they normally make. It's important for the Jazz to make shots. And if – and – you can't go every other game in this game to shoot well.
No. All right, so that gets to the Slumpeteers. And the members of the Slumpeteers, Joe Ingles is frankly a member of the Slumpeteer. If you dig into his numbers, the above-the-break three, which was so important to him, I think he was 4 of 18 coming in tonight. Royce O'Neal is a Slumpeteer. He just is not playing with the bounce that he had a year ago. Rubio has been playing actually much better, but still has a slump occasionally. He's actually kind of Ringo. He's in and out of the band. No, I don't know who that would be. Like some Guns N' Roses guy who's in and out of the band a little bit. Alec started the year so great. I was so excited for him. 2 of 7 again tonight, 1 of 4. Even the big scoring night in L.A. was an inefficient night. Jay Crowder, we talked about the Slumpeteers. Dante's numbers... oh, my, I don't know if I have them. Dante, last 5 games, was 36% and 33%, and I think those were up from his season average, and he was 3 of 11 tonight. Grayson Allen's not – you know, we keep talking about bringing Grayson in to shoot, but he's actually not making shots. Is there anything to – or is this actually a fungus that's building upon itself that one they're all – that you see those nights – like we had against Charlotte a few years ago where no one could miss, that collectively it's actually all going backwards right now.
You know, I really believe when you don't have athletes that – well, all of these guys are athletes. Guys that can play with the ball, which we don't have. Donovan, Alec Burks, probably another one, but he doesn't get the type of shots that you want to get, you know. That's – one of the reasons that we struggle with teams that are very aggressive on the perimeter with their defense, because if you can't beat a guy, an opponent off the dribble, they can be very aggressive. They can get up on your grill and defend you and force you to do something that's not natural for you to do. The Jazz depend on good execution. They depend on getting the defense scrambling to get off those good shots. And when they're not falling, as we've seen here, in recent times, and it's awfully tough for them to win.
You know, you just brought up a point we just completely ignored to open the broadcast, and it's the fourth time this year that we have played without the services of Donovan, and in 3 of the 4, the offense has been awful. Last night, we were okay without it, but in Sacramento, in that circumstance, but that really, you know, in 3 of the 4 games we've played without Donovan this year, we have been awful offensively, and that might be a larger part of this than we're, you know,
well,
attributing.
Again, let's survive this 6 weeks.
Right.
You know, let's get into December and not bury ourselves to the point where we, you know, can't get out of this and make the playoffs. I would imagine that, you know, some of the players might be a little tired. Just think about this, David. I mean, this is you're on the road.
It's ridiculous.
And it's really ridiculous. And when you have a team that's not deep enough to withstand something like this, it's just awfully hard. But
maybe that's the answer. When you have a collective slump of tears, maybe the fact that you have 6 guys all slumping and they're all experiencing the same thing, maybe that explains a little bit of it. Well, I don't know. I don't think we know right now. I think that's the magnitude of the losses and the losses at home feel very uncomfortable to all of us, I think.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, I think 3 of our last home games have all been one-offs, right? Like, when you play the one game, we're not home. Like, we were home for 36 hours. I'm seeing my kids, as I joked, for 44 minutes this whole trip. We're not home here. We're not having dinner at home. We're sleeping in our bed for a night and a half. Like, this is not being home. So I don't, you know, this may just be a collective effort of all of it. We're a little tried to have some fun with the Slumpeteers tonight for you, but I don't think we know the answer. And hopefully the Slumpeteers become the Hitmasters again at some point in time. Have a good night.
The Slumpeteers.